Good morning. We are continuing our review of the 2022 Ligonier State of Theology Survey. Last week, Ron Dupre mentioned to me that unlike the Heidelberg Catechism, the items in the Ligonier Survey are not really questions, but statements. So statement number three today is, God accepts the worship of all religions, including Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Now, although 56% of the survey participants agree with this statement, it is clearly false. John 14:6, Jesus says, quote, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Of all the religions in the world, only Christianity teaches that Jesus Christ is God, and all other religions are false religions. The doctrine of the exclusivity of Christianity is not a popular idea in our culture today. How often do you hear this? There are many roads that lead to the truth. In a 2007 interview, then-President George W. Bush said, quote, I believe in an almighty God, and I believe that all the world, whether they be Muslim, Christian, or any other religion, prays to the same God, unquote. This idea of adherence of false religions, worshiping the same God as in Christianity, is sometimes claimed by evangelicals. John MacArthur made such a claim in 2019 in an interview with Ben Shapiro, an Orthodox Jew. Now, before I read this quote, let me say that John MacArthur is frequently quoted from here, and it is because he is generally solid. He is courageous and not afraid to speak the truth when unpopular. And he signed the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy, which we covered a few years back here. And he takes the scriptures seriously, as we do. But he's not always right. Here's the quote. In an interview with Ben Shapiro in 2019, John MacArthur stated that Christians and Jews worship the same God. Quote, we don't have the same God as Muslims. Allah is not the same God as Jehovah. We don't have the same God as any other false religion, but we have the same God as Jews and Christians. Unquote. That was a shocker to me, but it's obviously false. This claim by John MacArthur that unbelieving Jews, like Ben Shapiro, who reject Jesus Christ, are somehow still worshiping the same God as Christianity, is just flat wrong. If you ever do an interview with Ben Shapiro, or any other Jew for a matter of fact, you need to say, Ben, or whoever the person is, you're worshiping a false God. Unless you worship Jesus Christ, you're worshiping a false God and you have a false religion. That would have been the thing to say. The scribes and the Pharisees in Jesus' day made the same type of claims, that they worship the same God while rejecting Jesus Christ. What was our Lord's response to these claims? John 5, 42 through 47. Quote, but I know you, that you do not have the love of God in yourselves. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you accept the glory of one another, and you do not seek the glory of glory that is from what the one and only God? Do not think I will accuse you before the Father. The one who accuses you is Moses, in whom you put your hope. For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe in his writings, how will you believe my words?" Unquote. 1 John 2:23. "Whoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath also the Father." John 5:23, our Lord's words, "that men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him." What distinguishes false religions from true religions is what they say about Jesus Christ. Those that deny he is God are false religions. Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Confucianism, and yes, Judaism. All that reject Jesus Christ as God himself are false religions, and they worship a false God.